Also selling such items as quilts, prepackaged meats, desserts, drinks, and sandwiches. The Bear Creek's Farms website was also recently updated and is now listing retail sales of such products as goat's milk soap, candles and wax melts, fairy gardens, nets, quilts, and fabric goods, toys, and a description of pretties. Bear Creek Farms has also been hosting events advertised as dinners at the barn, in which attendees pay $25 per person for a meal and live entertainment. The website currently lists 4 dates for the 2016 season for dinner at the barn. Per the applicant's website, the dinners at the barn require reservations in advance, with meals being provided for up to 30 guests. The website also enumerates a number of festivals that have been and will continue to be held throughout the remainder of the 2016 season. The current application was approved for concept on July 18th of this year. The subject property is approximately 4.67 acres and is also known as Lot 1 and Lot 2 of the Bear Valley Ranchero subdivision. And it also includes just a small meets and bounds description as well. Basically, Lots 1 and 2 are here, and then there's a small meets and bounds described area here as well. The property currently includes about a half-acre apple orchard, a half-acre grape vineyard, and 8 honey beehives, with a 2-acre peach orchard being located on another parcel of land, all which are agricultural uses and are therefore exempt from the provisions of the Development Guidance Code. However, the property also contains a barn structure that is utilized as the farm store, as referenced on the website, for retail sales and dinners at the barn. Bear Creek Farms is an agritourism business with retail sales. On the Bear Creek Farms Facebook page, it is now advertised that Bear Creek Farms can host private events such as birthdays, anniversaries, lunch or dinner, meetings, family reunions, etc. As previously indicated, Bear Creek Farms is also hosting dinners at the barn, which include a meal and live entertainment for up to 30 guests. Bear Creek Farms is further hosting a number of festivals. The business is currently selling such items as wine, local honey, apple products, quilts, prepackaged meats, desserts, drinks, and sandwiches, and promises in the near future to sell such items as goat's milk, candles and wax melts, fairy gardens, nuts, quilts, and fabric good toys and pretties. The Bear Creek Farms store is currently open Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The staff, however, does not recommend restrictions on the hours of operation because it appears that the agritourism business may continue to expand beyond its current hours of operation. The Bear Creek Farms farm store is served by a private well and an individual on-site wastewater treatment system. The on-site wastewater treatment system was installed without the issuance of an on-site wastewater treatment permit. The applicants, however, have been working with Scott Sterrett, the on-site wastewater permitting person, to obtain an on-site permit after the fact. The Bear Creek Farms is served by an existing driveway off of Keithley Road. This driveway contains both a separate entrance and exit point, and also contains a small parking area. The applicants have ample space on the 4.67 acre tract to expand the parking if necessary in the future. The adjoining property immediately to the north is Keithley Road, with prominently primarily vacant properties being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south and west is predominantly vacant, and the adjoining property immediately to the east is also Keithley Road and light single family residential properties and vacant properties. The project received a score of negative 22 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 51. The relative policies receiving negative scores consist of right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, stormwater drainage and utilities. The staff recommendations on this: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-19, The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, this Division 3 permit commercial designation shall encompass strictly the area of the property in question containing the barn structure, currently known as the Bear Creek Farms Farm Store. Third, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development, including the farm store. Seven, prior to the issuance of a Division 2 permit, the applicant shall first present an on-site wastewater treatment permit. Eight, prior to the issuance of a Division 2 certificate of conformance, the applicant shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office, if applicable. And nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got a pretty brief video here. We just shot a video driving in. Or walking in, actually, because there's the chair.
Corn on the cob up there.
Yep. And we just did a 360 here at the entrance.
Here comes a customer.
He was checking to see if she had to open the gate.
Pickers in them apples close to the ground there. I like the building.
We may end up living in it.
Well, that's good enough to live in.
Yes, we've got a lot of people say we should.
Is that a real dog sitting there yet?
No.
No. It's almost like it, don't it?
And that's all the stats.
Okay, now you can come up, John. Anybody got any questions for him?
Yeah, Bob, go back to the map you had up there. Yeah, zoom in on that one right there.
Is that two?
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
John, is that your property directly to the south where the big pond is?
Where the pond is?
Yeah.
No.
There's just one outline in the blue.
Yeah, just in the blue outline.
I didn't know that pond was there.
I didn't either.
That's a spring-fed pond, too.
I knew there was a spring down there. I know where the spring is.
Yeah.
You still have property farther on to the west, right?
Down
the road?
Yeah.
My house sits probably here.
Okay.
And I'm in... I'm in a negotiation on buying the rest of that. I've got a lease to use it right now.
It's quite a little ways down there. You're on past the glade top there.
Yeah, it's a quarter mile probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a quarter mile down there.
Yeah, I knew where he's at down there.
The old road used to go right over the top of the glade until they changed it and put it on the north side going down through there.
Yeah, there's a...
Well, you can kind of see it right here. That right there is the old road.
That's right.
And cut that in, and that goes all the way down.
Right over the top of that glade.
Our house is right on top.
Another one of our fox hunting spots.
We cleared that, made a nature trail out of that.
Oh, yeah?
People like to walk nature trails, so.
Anybody got any more questions for John?
I'm good.
You had some concerns with having to do the Division III permit. Have those concerns been answered and?
Well, no, not really. My taxes are going up by doing it.
Now, I noticed in the.
I'm not really wanting to do it, no.
It's only the barn that's going to be apportioned. Does that help at all with the tax?
I talked to Chuck. I got a question on this page
okay.
here. I talked to Chuck about that, and it's not going to make a whole lot of difference in the taxes. So I told him not to even worry about it.
So you want to get the whole thing?
Yeah, okay. I guess.
That would be, well, it's not going to make any difference. I would, just in case you want to build something.
Yeah, I don't want to have to survey it and just survey the building out.
What was the question you had here, John?
Let's see. No outside storage of equipment.
I thought about that too.
I mean, I've got stuff stored everywhere. You know, got tractors sitting out there and fence posts, and I can't comply with that.
The staff doesn't have a problem proposing removal of that condition.
Yep,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Okay.
Now give us a hard one.
Isn't 7 and 8 kind of redundant to number 3, 2 and 3? Well, let's see. Or 3, anyway. Compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and on-site water permitting division. Isn't that the same as 6 and 7? Or am I... prior to the issue?
Well, what they'll do is
being compliant with the,
you may have to submit plans for whatever 3 requires, and then they come out and it's a certificate of completion, so you've completed the requirements of those entities.
Okay.
So, for example, it says all other entities which have requirements, you may have to involve Taney County Health Department. So they've come out with your coolers
yeah.
and all that. They'll give you a report where you would turn that in.
Yeah, they've already done that. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? Nope. We'll see you the 15th, John.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
What kind of supper do you serve?
Well, it varies. last time I had barbecue. Chicken and brisket.
Baby back ribs?
Yeah.
I'll be out there sometime.
Is it open now?
Nobody there to cook.
Yeah. Okay, we got anything else to talk about, guys?
Yes.
We do?
My question or concern with the meeting tonight where we have... the one guy had the 3 nightly rentals, and we had a whole room full. We knew that was going to take a while. Is it allowable to change the agenda to let someone that we knew weren't going to take very long?
I think you can by motion.
That's
not after motion to amend the agenda. I know she has to put them on there first come, first serve, and that's how they come in, so they're listed. But rather than those folks sat here all night, I mean, they're more than welcome to stay and listen.
I was going
to
say,
it's going to take 2 hours.
I'm taking the Roberts rules.
Yeah.
Rules.
I mean, you've
done
it.
Make a motion to
it's
do
been
that
done before.
And then you all have
but that is allowable to do that, isn't it?
I really feel like it would be per Roberts rules.
I mean,
rules.
The tower guy wasn't going to take
it
very long.
I know, but I'm talking about Roberts rules. I know we've done it. That's kind of like I told Don Swan in here one time when we made a decision. And said something about, he sat back there in the corner and jumped up and said, well, I said, why'd it go that way? And I said, well, Don, I've seen it go both ways. He got up and stomped out, but it has.
That was just my question.
But anything else to talk about? Because the meeting will be adjourned at 9:30 unless somebody wants to extend
it. I was just thinking the same thing.
Let's do it.
Do you want a thing?
Bob Bond dinner.
I don't want it.
Huh?
It's Bob Bond dinner.
Bobby Bond dinner?